Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later here on WRCO Radio. We'll be taking a look at some community events going on during the morning show between 9 and 10 today on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Take care, everyone. Happy trails. And it's 9 o'clock now. Time for a news update this hour from ABC, sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Apple is committing to a $500 billion investment in the U.S. over the next 4 years, and there are major plans for Texas, where ABC's Jim Ryan reports.
Until now, the massive servers that power Apple's artificial intelligence products have been built overseas. Now the company plans to shift that manufacturing to a 250,000-square-foot factory to be opened in Houston next year. The company also plans to expand its footprint in 8 other states, including its home state of California.
Federal workers continue to face conflicting instructions after Elon Musk said that anyone who does not reply to an email naming 5 accomplishments by today's deadline will be fired. But several agencies and departments have told their employees to hold off on a response. President Trump today meets with French President Macron at the White House on the 3rd anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine, and Pope Francis remains in critical condition, hospitalized with pneumonia. This is ABC News. Germany's mainstream conservative party won the national election Sunday. The leader, Friedrich Merz, will have to form a coalition government. Globalizer on the election as the far-right Alternative for Germany party scored big gains, becoming the second largest party. There's no end in sight for the sticker shock in the U.S. that comes with buying a dozen eggs. ABC's Allison Kosick explains.
Egg prices continue to soar, up another 15% in just the last month. Shoppers now seeing a dozen eggs costing 96% more than this time last year. The USDA says what's different now is that the shortages are affecting nearly the entire country, with confirmed bird flu outbreaks in 9 states, resulting in the loss of nearly 27 million birds.
Nation's oldest mayor died over the weekend. Vito Perillo was 93 when he was first elected mayor of Tinton Falls, New Jersey. He died at 100. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you looking for the perfect gift or a little sparkle for yourself? Pam's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green is a full-service jewelry store with a wide variety of styles to fit every occasion. From engagement rings to timeless keepsakes, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help you find something special. Stop by today or give us a call at 588-2134. Pam's Fine Jewelry, where elegance and service shine. Pam's will be closed until March 18th and reopening March 19th.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the lower to middle 50s today with sunshine, breezy, and balmy conditions. The outlook coming up for tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of drizzle by late evening, a low of 31. Partly sunny, mild, and not as blustery Tuesday with a high of 45. Tuesday night, 33, rain likely later on, possibly mixed with a little wet snow. Wednesday, 43, scattered light rain, possibly mixed with wet snow early. Also for Thursday, 39, and Friday, 44 degrees.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo. On our morning show get together today, we have a couple of members of the Richland Area Chamber of Commerce Board. Craig Woodhouse is here, Noah Crocht as well. Noah representing Rockwell Automation. He is the plant manager there. And Craig Woodhouse, who is a businessman in the area as well. Good to see you today, Craig.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on this beautiful day.
The plan is to have you on once a month and kind of highlight some area businesses and industries and things that are going well in the community. And you've done that today, I think.
Well, yeah. You know, we're looking forward to this. We'll be here every of the fourth Monday of the month for the whole year. So thank you to you, Phil, and WRCO for having us on. And which is great because there's a lot going on with the chamber. Things change frequently. We have new initiatives that we're always working on, and then there's always events. And we want to, you know, highlight some of the business members as well and give them an opportunity to talk about what they do in the community.
Weather is changing, and I think you probably see that in the business community, don't you, where people are a little bit more smiling and coming out of their burrows and things like that?
Well, yeah, definitely downtown this weekend was, you could just feel it in the air. People were a little more excited to be out. You know, maybe we earned that after the week that we had last week with the cold weather, and it was a little quieter downtown. But, you know, this weekend was good. It just saw a lot of people out walking around, some of them without a coat on, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brave.
No, but you know, the change of the season is it's a good time for us. We're always kind of working a season ahead. You know, we're trying to plan for a season or two ahead. So yeah, you know, in January and February, we're thinking a lot about the spring and summer events, and we will definitely have an action-packed calendar.
You had a ribbon cutting ceremony a couple of weeks ago, did you not?
There was one, help me out, Noah. There was one. I wasn't there. It was one that I couldn't attend. That was just a short while ago. We do have one coming up on February 27th at the Richland Hospital for the community pharmacy that's opened up there. Before we leave today, I'll get the exact time, but I believe that's 5:00. Is it? Okay. All right. We'll double check the time on that one. But that's something that we love to do. We love the ribbon cuttings. You know, and it's just a good way to celebrate what's going on, and you know, it's an opportunity for those businesses to get a little bit of exposure and get a chance to show, you know, what they've got going on. The ribbon cutting that we did recently was for the 80 German warehouse.
Right.
Yeah. Their Friday night. I forget what they're calling the space there.
They have a lounge.
It's kind of a lounge Friday night. The speakeasy.
The speakeasy.
Yeah.
Enjoy that Friday night. It was a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah, good. I haven't been there yet to one of their Friday nights, but I will be, you know, soon.
Good. Well, it's exciting for the chamber anytime you cut a ribbon, isn't it?
It is exciting. It's exciting because it's just having a business is tough. Any business of any size, and when you get to do a ribbon cutting, it is a nice way to celebrate with employees or staff or kind of everyone. And then again, just show the community that you're here, remind them that you're here, have a little fun with it. And we'll do pictures and everything like that. But I was in a business this weekend and noticed the $2 bill from the chamber that was up on the wall, and pointed that out to my daughter, and I said, I think I made that certificate for that one, and she was pretty impressed. But it's fun to see those things around businesses,
and potentially more coming up this year in the area too,
right? Yeah, there will be more. I'm sure there'll be more ribbon cuttings, and a ribbon cutting isn't only for a new business. It can be celebrating an anniversary. It can be celebrating a remodel of a space within a business, or some new feature. So there's a lot of we can do ribbon cuttings for pretty much anything. For us, it's just a good excuse to get together and learn more about what that business is doing and share it with the whole community.
I think we can kind of dovetail in a little bit, but I know you're really focused on downtown beautification this year too, and maybe some people brightening things up a little bit, right?
Yeah. There's been just a lot of change in the city of Richland Center here, and we've been for several years now, we've been doing the flower basket project, which are flower pots that we purchase from the Ithaca FFA and hang them and water them all season. And and that's one part of downtown beautification, and that certainly helps. But we want to take that a little bit further this year and maybe change that plan up a little bit, and kind of think more at that ground level, if you will. So rather than hanging baskets, we're thinking, what can we do right at the street level? Stay tuned, because we'll have some dates for events related to that soon. But might be cleanup days. It might be helping with a flora or something outside of a business. Or there are planters downtown that were put up some years ago that could use a little TLC. So our team's ready and willing to help out in that cause. So we'll be talking with the city and parks department about what we can do to help out. Just to brighten things up a little bit.
I'm guessing you're open for suggestions too, if somebody sees something that they think maybe could use a little bit of help.
Absolutely. Reach out to us, on our website, gorcchamber.org. I think that's right. But it's the Richland Center Chamber. You can find that, pretty easily. But we've got a suggestion portal there where people can leave us a line about an event that's coming up or an initiative that they would like us to consider. Certainly, we accept those from any member of the public or anyone. So give us a suggestion about what you think we could do. We're busy, but we always like to hear from people and about what makes the most sense. We want to allocate the resources to things that really making sense, and so we kind of ask ourselves a couple questions. What kind of impact would this project have on the community as a whole? What are our strengths within our own team? What kind of skill sets do we have? And then how can we align that, the community need, with our skill set and our strengths to really make a difference in a project or an activity we take on? So that's kind of how we go about it.
We talk a lot about businesses, but you got to tie in the industry as well, because that's a huge part of the business community, and that was part of your idea to bring Noah along here today.
It is. We're lucky in this town. We've got some great industries. We are a manufacturing town. If you look at the data, this Richland County has the second highest percentage of the take-home pay by residents are in manufacturing. So if we consider the food processing and then folks like, Rockwell and Seats and others, that really is our economic base. And, at the chamber, we're always well aware of that. We try to help in whatever way we can. Most of those industries and businesses are looking for employees, and they're, you know, there's, you know, we're kind of battling a workforce shortage right now. So whatever we can do, to make those, to help those businesses out. And I would just say that one of the things we can do is try to, have the community conditions such that people want to live here. Mm-hmm. And we want to make the place, we know it's already a great place to live, but we want to make it even better. And when we do that, that, you know, is appealing. So when someone like Rockwell is recruiting employees, they come to a town, they want to see that it's a decent town and it's presentable and things are taken care of and that there's a, you know, it's a community of caring people. So quality of life is absolutely a way that we can have a positive effect on workforce development.
Noah, how long have you been a member of the chamber?
I think we've been on, Rockwell's been a member of the chamber for the past few years. I joined the board last year, not quite a year in yet. Still figuring out how I can help Craig and the team out. But as Craig mentioned, you know, it's really one of those things where, you know, what's good for business is good for industry. And, you know, if business is doing well, industry is doing well, the community as a whole is doing well. So, you know, Rockwell is a longtime employer. Actually, the plant's been here for 54 years. And many of the listeners might actually call it Allen Bradley, mm-hmm. right? It has been a huge part of the community for a very long time. And we do have a lot of employees there, too, that have not quite been there for 54 years. We got a few that are close, but it's really great to see the impact that industry has had on the town, not just, you know, Rockwell and Allen Bradley, but the other larger employers here in town, and the growth that's happened over time with that. And that's something I always tell a lot of our employees when they're retiring is, you know, the legacy they leave isn't just on the shop floor. It's out in the community, right? It's the growth of the town. It's the growth of the businesses. I think it's all kind of intermeshed together with the community, business, and industry. And we're happy to be on the board and happy members of the chamber and continue to kind of push things forward.
How many do you employ at Rockwell?
No. It changes by the day. Right now, you know, I'm going to use a round number. I'll say 300 here in National Center that we employ. We're looking to continue to grow. So we are hiring today. It's one of those where, you know, I think business is starting to pick up and you're seeing, you know, maybe some geopolitical changes that are driving changes in manufacturing strategy. We're going to try to continue to grow as much as we can. And at this point, I think really the sky's the limit for industry here. We can get it as big as we can. There's work out there to be done.
There are a lot of bonuses that you offer, as many do. But I mean, what sets Rockwell apart?
I feel like it's a softball one there, Phil. I mean, listen, it's not the bonuses. It's not the, you know, everything else. I'll start with the people. If you meet our team, you walk our shop floor. It's this feeling of family when you're there. You see it in the good deeds that our employees do, the fundraising for Grace, for the food pantry. Year over year, Rockwell's won the Feeding Families RC Style Award for our work with the food pantry. And you have this incredible sense of community and heart on our shop floor. So I'll start there. Like, that's where you feel the difference. Now, again, we are offering a $2,500 sign-on bonus. We do 2,000 referral bonus for our employees. Matter of fact, our employees are our single greatest advocate. So 40% of all of our new employees are people who have been referred by a current employee. On top of that, we start with 3 weeks vacation, generous time off. I think we've got 13 paid holidays in a year. A lot of great things about Rockwell, but at the end of the day, it's really the people on the floor. I would say the other thing is we build some really cool stuff at Rockwell. If you just see it, it looks like a big gray box, and maybe you've been in a factory and you've seen these gray boxes with all the dials and the switches. But what we build really does control water, wastewater, pumps and drives, vaccine production, clean energy. And it's really cool to think of just like the global impact that this team here in town has, right? I mean, our work is on clean energy farms. It's on oil and gas platforms. It could be in your favorite soft drinks production line, right? I'll tell you two places I know it is for sure is the newer water wastewater plant. When that new utility was launched a few years back, we actually did an employee picnic at a water treatment plant because our equipment was driving all the pumps and stuff there. Our equipment controls the pumps for the water park here in town. So a lot of cool applications. Full transparency, I'm not an engineer, so I can't get into the details of it. But again, it's kind of what we do is really cool, and it really does. You know, it's changing the world when you start thinking about energy production, making manufacturers more sustainable, more productive. It's a really exciting business to be in automation.
Your parts ship all over the world then, Noah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, our product ships all across the world. Many different industries. We've got different products. Rockwell has a lot of other sites around the world. And, our employees have really built a reputation for being some of the most kind and knowledgeable that a lot of our employees have traveled the world as well to go out and help train others. So we really do have a pretty global impact from little old Richland Center.
Yeah, no doubt. And I had no idea that you made those products. Does that change as there is a need, in the future, other things branching out maybe? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the product we build in here in town around, motor controls is constantly changing. Really what we build here is, what we call engineered to order, meaning, it's not repeatable. It really starts with somebody who has a problem. It could be a large, again, I'll use soft drink manufacturer as an example, and they may come to Rockwell and say, hey, I need to reduce my downtime on my line by 30%, and boy, if you could make me a little more sustainable while we're at it. And our engineering team will work with them to develop a solution, and that solution is actually built right here in Richland Center. So it's really about solving problems for other manufacturers, making other manufacturers more productive, or oil and gas more productive, or wind farms more productive. But it all starts with a problem, and then we find a solution. And that mentality carries over all the way to our shop floor. If I think of those 300 employees, I really do have 300 problem solvers on my shop floor who are constantly looking for ways to improve things, make things better. And again, you just kind of feel it when you're on the shop floor.
How many shifts do you work during?
Yeah, right now we're running two shifts. So we've got our first shift, which is 7 to 3:30. We've got a second shift, which is 3:30 to midnight.
Okay. And keeps you busy. Is there some overtime coming up, or how does that work?
Nature of the business, we're always running a little bit of overtime. Uh-huh. I think we've got some overtime right now in certain areas. And that just kind of comes with the product. Again, not being cookie cutter product. Sometimes it takes more hours. It's changes as you go. So, hey, we thought this was going to take X amount of hours. Now it's double, right? And we still have to get the order out to the customer on time because, maybe they've got a factory shut down waiting for our product. So we do work some overtime, a little bit right now, for sure.
How many Rockwell plants are there?
That's a great question. I'd say it's probably over a dozen around the world. Here in Wisconsin, we actually have four. So we've got five. We've got Ladysmith, Wisconsin, Mequon, Wisconsin, Richland Center, Milwaukee. And we have a small site that I'm also responsible for in Middleton, right behind Costco. Got an exciting little team in Middleton.
So you mentioned Allen Bradley. Did Rockwell purchase it then, or how did that work?
Yeah, Rockwell, I'm not going to throw dates out there at the risk of being wrong, but I think Rockwell bought the Allen Bradley brand back when it was Rockwell International back in the 80s before it became Rockwell Automation, and then it split between Rockwell Automation and Rockwell Collins. Maybe you guys have heard of that in aerospace. But they bought Allen Bradley, which of course was headquartered out of Milwaukee, and for the longest time, this was the Allen Bradley plant here in town.
There are a lot of employees that have had longevity, as you mentioned, but I know you've had some that 50 years. I mean, that's really unheard of this day and age.
Yeah, absolutely unheard of. But, you know, again, I think it's you know, people come and they stay for the culture. They stay for the team. They stay for the coworkers, for the work, for the company. You know, I think when you look at that longevity, it really speaks to just the experience that people have.
I know that you mentioned Grace and you mentioned some other company things. It's amazing how employees get behind that. You guys have done some wonderful things in terms of charities for the community.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, and in the creativity that that the employees show, you know, a lot of it comes through food drives and, you know, soup lunches, sandwich lunches. You know, we have a Frankfurter feast, right? And they're always thinking of different things to raise money for the community. And it's been really awesome. I mean, especially as we've brought, you know, newer employees in and maybe some of the people who have been there for a while are retiring, to see that culture stay, that culture of giving, of caring in the community. You know, again, so kind of full circle, if you think of just, you know, even Rockwell's engagement with the chamber, it's all about, you know, I think believing in Richland Center, wanting to make Richland Center the best place it can be. And Rockwell wants to be here, you know, for a long time to come. We've been here for 54 years, and we want to be here for another 54.
Is there a talk or anything down the road where you might expand a little bit, maybe?
So right now, yeah. So right now we are looking, you know, just expanding in terms of headcount, employees. Sure. You know, we've got a lot of room still, a lot of room to grow just within our four walls. You know, I think a lot of companies out there are looking to expand, you know, in the U.S. And certainly a lot of people hiring in this area, which is great for the area. And we're certainly one of them. You know, our product portfolio at Rockwell is always changing. We've got some bread and butter stuff that's been here for 50 years. But we also kind of expand and contract different businesses as things come and go, because just the nature of the automation industry is always changing. So our products do kind of come and go. Right now we're expanding one product line. We're taking another product line down a little bit and continuing to make those adjustments.
Wonderful. Good to have you on the air today.
Good being here.
We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on at Rockwell and the chamber as well. We'll talk a little bit about leadership as well when we return with the morning show here on a Monday.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
On our morning show today, we're talking about the Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, and in the studio with us, Craig Woodhouse and Noah Kracht. We talked a little bit about the Rockwell Automation facility today as well. And Craig, I know you've had a chance to work with them and be in that plant a few times over the years, haven't you?
Yeah. You know, it's fun to be here this morning. I was an employee of Rockwell for actually over 10 years. And interestingly, you know, we definitely wanted to talk a little bit about leadership this morning, because I think that some of the leadership development that goes on at our workplaces in this county then transfers at some point to community leadership. And the industries such as Rockwell have done a really good job of you know, training that formal leadership in pretty thorough ways. And then at some point, you know, the community leadership becomes part of your career. I guess I feel that way, or that's how it worked for me. And if I can just go back in time a little bit, it's been almost 20 years now, but Noah and I both had a chance to be in a leadership development program at Rockwell. And it was pretty intensive. We had good mentors, and we had mentors and people that we talked with and learned from outside the facility and other Rockwell facilities, but also within the facility as well. And for me, my experience with that was interesting, because it started out with, you know, general leadership on the floor, you know, in a manufacturing thing. But I got a chance to you know, have a stint working in the HR office, which just opened up my eyes to what that world was like. And then through that whole experience, I really discovered what I really love, and that's training. And I think Noah and I both, you know, went through that together. And Noah as well is certainly was in training as well, but I think that he was interested in kind of a supply chain path. Correct me if I'm wrong, Noah. Yeah, but Noah had the right skill set to learn more about supply chain, and he kind of went down that path, and I kind of went into a training path, if you will, and then got to lead a bunch of training programs, and then eventually went to Southwest Tech as a corporate trainer, and Rockwell set me up well, you know, to be successful, and to this day, that's what I do. I'm a corporate trainer and work on community development and workforce development, and consult with other counties and other technical colleges and things like that. So I bring that all the way back to Rockwell, that kind of gave me that confidence at the right time, and then so I could learn these skills kind of just a little bit at a time, and spend, you know, really about 2 years focused on that, really, really focused on leadership. So, you know, and then that just made sense, you know, for me when there was a need for a chamber and some kind of economic development things. I joke kind of now that I'm kind of comfortable standing up in front of a crowd in any situation, you know, and speaking, or, you know, leading, you know, things like that. And it really was, the Rockwell that helped me with that confidence. I was in forensics and, you know, musicals and plays and things as a kid, so I've never been totally shy about getting up on stage. But when you have to, you know, make announcements every morning to employees about what's going on with the business, and, you know, and sometimes you get some tough questions, but that's that's how we learn. You know, that's how we learn how to handle those things. So, you know, that's something that's near and dear to me. And one thing that we're talking about at the chamber is how do we, you know, how can we help foster the next generation of leaders, whether it's community leadership or workplace leadership or community development or, you know, leadership in our own, you know, hobbies and interests and, you know, groups. Maybe it's our church council. Maybe it's a, you know, 4-H or some other kind of organization we want to get involved with. There are some basic skills that are really helpful when someone kind of, you know, takes that step. So, yeah, there's those things. And then I think that is something that happens in all of these industries. There's a number of people that have kind of come up through the ranks, maybe had strong technical skills, but needed to, you know, learn some of those, you know, human relation kind of skills. So we're just trying to figure out at the chamber how we can help that initiative along.
Noah, you started out not as plant manager. You worked your way up as well, which, you know, again, Rockwell providing some opportunities there where you just don't stay in one spot if your desire is to go a little higher, right?
Yeah, no, Rockwell's been great to me. So yeah, I've been with Rockwell for 18 years. I started on the second shift, driving fork truck. There might be still a few dents in some of the some of the racking back in the warehouse from me. You know, but Rockwell's been great. And to Craig's point, you know, Rockwell really invests a lot in leadership. So I actually went to school to be a history teacher, and that didn't quite work out the way I wanted to, but I think in the end, you know, I found Rockwell, and it's been a great journey. You know, they sent me back to school for my master's degree, sponsored a few supply chain certifications, you know, and I've had the opportunity to experience a lot of different roles within Rockwell. You know, to Craig's point, though, it's kind of those leadership skills and thinking about how can we empower new leaders and even, you know, people who are maybe still in high school or in tech school thinking, I want to be a leader. You know, what does that look like, and how can we help them be successful with their business or at Rockwell if they so choose? But yeah, it's been an incredible journey. A lot of different roles. And the cool thing is, I've never had to leave Southwest Wisconsin, you know. So I've worked out at Richland Center. I held a job out of Milwaukee for a little bit, but always right here from Richland Center. So it's kind of cool to be, you know, during COVID, sitting in your basement in the hills of Richland Center, you know, leading, you know, sourcing recovery calls in China. You know, it's just a really great opportunity and something you might not think of in a small town like this. But yeah, leadership, to Craig's point, has been central to my journey.
That's a good point. And I think for someone who desires that leadership position, I mean, so many think that the best jobs are an hour and a half away, an hour away, you know, a lot of driving in a day. And that's proof that you can stay right here and kind of maybe get some of those goals.
Yeah, I tell you, the best jobs, the best people, and the best community is right here, right? You're not going to find it anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. The other thing is Made in America. You know, a lot of people are looking for that product, Made in America, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, you know, while I have a lot of respect for our global partners at Rockwell, you know, what I'll say about the plant here in town is our quality, our efficiency, our pride in what we do is second to none. And a lot of customers request that. We have customers that request, hey, I want this built in Richland Center. We have customers every month who are coming in who we might not have been building a product for them. They want to see how the product's built. They want to meet the people who build it. And that is such a source of value, both for our organization and for our community to have, you know, people come into Richland Center. Last month, I had a team from a ship engine builder from Norway that came out to Richland Center, and they stayed at the White House, you know, and they went downtown to eat, and they experienced RC, and then they come to the plant, and they meet our employees, and now I can say that I am the only factory at Rockwell that they've qualified to build their equipment, you know, it's something that, you know, I think our employees are really proud of when we bring customers in, and certainly, you know, I think that the Build in America isn't just a slogan, it really speaks to the pride in the quality that our employees put in the product.
Yeah, as a worker, to have somebody come in and thank you for the job you did from the outside world, man, that has to mean a lot.
Yeah. You know, I think we always try to find ways to get our employees in front of, you know, whether it's leadership. I'm afraid I have my CFO coming tomorrow. but we try to get them in front of leadership. We try to get them in front of customers, because that is really, I think, what makes a difference here. It's not the process. It's not even the product at times. It really is meeting the people behind it. And like I said, we've got some of the greatest people. Really proud to work with that team. I'm proud to have came from that team. And it's truly amazing to see the difference they make for our customers and what they're willing to do for our customers. I mean, you know, we've had people, you know, they're working late, they're coming in on the weekends, they're getting creative, they're, you know, making phone calls to get that last part in the door. It's something, you know, that, it's heroic almost in the way that they pursue, the customer satisfaction. And again, that's just a huge piece of, you know, why this plant has been here for 54 years, why it's going to be here for another 50 years, is that commitment to our customers.
We drive by there all the time. You know, maybe some of us kind of wonder what's going on in there. Any chance maybe there's an open house sometime in the future?
We're talking through different options right now. I know a couple of years ago we did an open house where we had friends and family come in, and it was really great. The employees could show their family, you know, what they do, where they work, explain how the product works. Seeing, you know, everybody smiling and being excited about what they do. We're talking through. You know, obviously we're hiring right now. We're looking for more great people to join a great team. And looking for ways to make that happen. And, you know, if people are interested in what we do, we do have walk-in Wednesdays. So every Wednesday from 10 to 4, we do a hiring event. We bring people in. We'll do interviews right on the spot. As we go through the interview process, we'll do tours with them as well, so they can kind of get comfortable. They can meet the team. They can see the product. They can see the facility before they make that decision.
Employees paid well, obviously, and I think that's that goes back to the chamber. I mean, they're making money here. They're spending money in the hometown, and the two go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, when you look at the community and just the impact that our employees have, or that all large employers have, it's money spent right here in the community.
And you encourage employees to get involved in communities, and,
yeah,
you know, some of the local groups, civic organizations, and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm really proud. You know, I think, you know, from the ground floor up, you know, we have a lot of people on our shop floor who are on different boards, who volunteer in different ways. I think, you know, most of my leadership staff is all, you know, volunteering or board members in different organizations. And then we do we have a matching gift program for all of our employees, where we'll donate money to match their time that they go out and volunteer. For salaried employees, we actually give them time off to go out in the community and volunteer with different organizations. And it's, it's just a huge part of who we are as a team.
Yeah, awesome. Greg, I know you made some other notes that you wanted to talk about today concerning the chamber. I think first and foremost, you want to plug your website as well, don't you?
Yeah. We absolutely encourage everyone to visit, you know, the chamber website. We've been putting a lot of work on that, and we've got a pretty good calendar going on there. And it's also a place where you can find out about, as I said, you can submit suggestions for us, but it's also, like I said, we're building up that calendar, and we'll have things out there like those ribbon cuttings. And if I could circle back to that ribbon cutting really quickly, that has been rescheduled. I just double checked on this, and so the Richland Hospital is having a ribbon cutting March 3rd at 5 p.m. And so that's open to the public, and everyone is welcome. But
next week, then?
Next week, yeah. Yep. It was delayed just 1 week there. The other thing I want to remind people of that's on our website is our chamber checks. We launched a program this year with a big part because of Noah's help on that project. But we've been looking for a kind of a gift certificate kind of slash chamber card program. We explored a lot of different options over a few years, and there was always something we didn't quite like about one program or another, but we settled on a chamber check program. And those are chamber checks that can be purchased through our website or at Christie's Sunnyside. You can just go in there and pick them up. And then there's a list of the businesses that participate in the program, and you can use those basically like cash at any one of the member businesses downtown. I think it's a great, we found it's a great way to increase spending downtown. I know that the Richland Hospital, and thank you to them for this, they purchased a big stack. I don't know how many, Noah, maybe if you remember off the top of your head. Okay, yeah, but it was, a couple hundred, and gave them out to employees. And then I saw the first report of those that had been redeemed, and it appears that the Richland Hospital employees really appreciate our Richland locker a lot, because a lot of those chamber checks went to the locker. So, it was right around the holidays, so it was perfect, and I'm sure that helped some families get their provisions and gifts and just fun things for the holidays. And so that was just really cool to see, because I right there in the on the statement, we could literally see a couple thousand dollars that was spent at a local business, specifically because of this program. And that's exciting for us, as the hospital's a chamber member, the Richland Locker is a chamber member, and it wasn't just the Richland Locker, that it was others as well, but that week they really hit it pretty hard. We love that program, and it's been going well. If you're curious about it, take a look at our website or get a hold of one of us, or stop in at Christie's Sunnyside and get some more information about it. It's a really nice way to give someone a gift certificate, and then they can choose where they would like to use it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of choices. Yeah. So it's not just a Christmas or holiday thing. You do it year-round.
We're doing it year-round. Yeah, absolutely. So, we did some, kind of a PR blitz around the holidays for it, but that's just still going on, and we'll, be marketing it again. I think every quarter we really need to be just reminding people that program is out there. So, yeah, we're happy, about that. We're really happy with the website, and our website's coming along, and it's becoming a tool for us. It's improved a lot, and it's getting better every week. I was asked last week where the best place for a community calendar is, and I said, well, WRCO's got a good one, and the chamber has theirs going, and we do get asked that from time to time, is there a central calendar for events in the community? And I've been telling people the chamber is going to be more focused on the chamber events. There will be things that we're not aware of, that come along. So I refer people to both of them, and certainly the WRCO community calendar is probably the most comprehensive one, and so we're happy for that, and we ourselves refer to that one quite a bit.
It gets fuller and fuller now as the weather gets a little bit better, and we're getting into maybe some spring things that
yeah it starts to, for me, it starts to get fun or more interesting when there are multiple things going on the same day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people may see that as a conflict. I see that as options. I see it as options, because we all have different interests, of course, and we're not all going to attend the same things. So, but you'll see that, starting now, and all sorts of spring announcements are going to start popping up here, and we're excited for that season.
The chamber year is being planned. You're looking at wine walks and night markets and those kind of things for the coming year.
We are. We're still making some final decisions on some of those items. Uh-huh. The night markets, although successful, there are some things that we'd like to do a little differently. We think we can do, make that even a better event. So I don't want to get ahead of myself here too much, but we are talking with the farmers market, and is there a way to partner with this regular Richland farmers market? So we're asking questions like, is the location that we're using really the best location? We like it. for a lot of reasons, but it's, you know, may not be the easiest place to get in and out of if, you know, I'm buying two watermelons and it's a, you know, 100 degree day in August, you know, and, you know, the parking can be a little bit tricky there. So, you know, yeah, we're just really, you know, collecting feedback from the community and from the farmers market and our own observations, and soon we'll, you know, there will be markets, but that information will come out soon. But right now it's the work. We're doing the work to figure out what's the best way to serve the community.
Are you still doing the coffee with the chamber events? Are you going to be doing those?
We're not. You know, we're not doing the coffee with the chamber events. You know, that was something that we started during COVID, and I feel like it kind of ran its course. You know, it served a function well for a couple of years there. You know, and participation just started to dwindle a little bit. You know, it was 7 a.m. in the morning, and we have some folks that like that time slot, but it was difficult for, you know, parents of school kids, for example. But we are looking at other ways to engage in community and training, you know, kind of topics. So that also will be, I think by March, we'll kind of have that figured out and what we want to do for educational kind of events or training things, or social hours as well. So, you know, again, stay tuned to our social media or our website or here on WRCO to find out about those things that'll be coming up, like chamber after fives and ribbon cuttings and things like that.
Wonderful. Good to have you guys in here today. Anything else either of you would like to add here this morning? We cover it pretty well.
Well, I think we've covered things pretty well here. I just want to, if I could, Phil, I just want to really take the time to thank NOAA for being here today and thanking really all of our industries. They're the fabric of our town, and you know, the when the employees at those places are doing well, it helps our businesses and helps all of those community conditions. And I know how hard some, you know, folks are working in places like that. You know, and I would just echo everything that NOAA has said this morning as well about Rock. Well, knowing that business, you know, a little bit myself, there are people there that are just so unique. And I mean that in the way that they're problem solvers, and they're, you know, it's not just standing at a line. They're working hard and solving problems. So thanks to Rockwell employees and everyone else.
Kind of rolling with the flow, Noah.
Yeah, maybe one final plug. We are hiring.
Right.
So if you're interested in doing great things and being our next problem solver, you know, we do have walk-in Wednesdays every Wednesday from 10 to 4, or you can go to rockautomation.com and apply online.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
From Richland Area Chamber, Noah Kroc from Rockwell Automation, plant manager, and Craig Woodhouse from the chamber here in Richland Center on today's morning show.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this the Sodi Deer Camp?
Your founder.
The world famous Sodi Deer Camp?
The one and the same.
And is that Albert Sodi Sweet Sap Whiskey I see?
You might be so lucky.
I hope it's better than last year.
Yeah, that was sappy. Yeah, last year was so crazy.
Was it? I remember the sweet sap, but there seems to be some, I don't know, blank spots in my memory.
Well, then you should feel lucky about what I heard.
Oh, what's that?
This town down in Fudsucking, Wisconsin actually managed to recreate our trip last year.
You mean I get to find out what the heck happened?
Are you sure you want to remember what happened? Well, if you do, then just mosey down to the Richland Center Auditorium on March the 14th and 15th at 7, and there's an afternoon show March the 16th at 2 in the afternoon. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for those of you who don't know nothing.
Easy and pricey?
Nah, just $10 for the ticket.
Oh, that's pretty cheap, eh?
That sounds good.
Just don't bring no crazy milkshakes from your wife this time.
Don't get me started on that.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Joining us on the phone line today is writer-director Nathan Deming, who will be in our area coming up next week and talk about the film February. Nathan, how are you doing these days?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background. How long have you been a filmmaker?
I guess as long as there's been a camera around, I've been making something. I grew up in the era of going to the video store, you know, seeing movies, renting them, checking out. Always loved movies, and then also a lot of VHS cameras were available at home. So yeah, I grew up doing it. But the big thing that changed for me was I went to the London Film School after college, which were one of my favorite filmmakers ever was the head of it at the time. His name is Mike Lee, and going there just kind of really changed everything and opened stuff up for me.
Was there a movie that really inspired you back then?
Yeah, well, he had a film out called Another Year that I just thought I've never seen anything like it. And just he's the master of not only like a very simple realistic dramas, but just more than any other filmmaker creates these things that they just feel like real life. You feel like everybody in it is a real person, and you really get something out of it because I love all kinds of movies, you know, but like, you know, a horror movie, you know that certain things are going to happen, you know what I mean? or a thriller, you know, or like things can happen that don't really make sense. But his movies really adhere to reality, and I just love it.
Tell us about the Year Project and the inspiration specifically for your movie February, which will be showing in Richland Center in Viroqua next week.
Yeah, so I'm trying to do this crazy thing of making a film for every month of the year all set in Wisconsin. And it's inspired by this series called The Decalogue, where a Polish filmmaker made a film for every one of the Ten Commandments, and they're all about an hour long, so that's about how long my films are. And I'm going in order, so I'm on February right now, so you can guess what comes next in the order. But yeah, they're all standalone films, but they all intersect and overlap, and I think we'll tell a larger story. But I just think we have so many interesting personalities, characters, and just, I guess, plain stories to tell in Wisconsin. I'm just so excited. And another big thing we have in Wisconsin that they don't have in California, where I've lived for 10 years now, is the seasons.
right.
the months are so pronounced here. I'm just really excited by how they'll all start to line up together, you know, once you have June next to February or July, you know, and just also kind of tell the story of nature as well. This is deliberately going to take me a long time.
January
came out 2 years ago, and this is February, as we take it around the entire state of Wisconsin this February. And I'll do March in about another year or two. And the idea is this will be a little bit like the Spotted Cow of film series. You can only get it in Wisconsin, and you can only get it in that month of the year. And I deliberately wanted to take a while, too, because we also live in this kind of streaming era where I'm sure you know from Netflix or Hulu or whatever, like a new TV show comes out and then, like, drops the entire show and, like, you know, one day, you know, so you could just watch it in a weekend. And personally, I don't like that as much as, like, growing up, you know, TV shows would take years to finish. And it was way much more fun as an experience. So I hope if Wisconsinites will have me and if they are interested, and that they'll get used to me showing up at the movie theaters every couple of years, and they'll be like, oh, he's on April. Oh, he's on May. You know, right. Oh, Mark Ruffalo's in this one.
Well, that's interesting. Let's talk about casting and where are the actors from for your film, February?
So February is specifically about a Latino immigrant who's just arrived to Wisconsin and he's struggling to fit in, living with his family. Like a lot of people, doesn't like Wisconsin in February, and he's from a different climate. And nothing seems to be kind of getting him out of his funk until he finds ice fishing, and then he goes out for a kind of very memorable night on the ice with a coworker of his brother-in-law. And so I'm mentioning all that because a majority of the cast is Latino and came from Los Angeles to be in the film. But this ice fisherman character, very much a Wisconsinite, I couldn't find anybody as I was casting throughout Wisconsin in Chicago, you know, bigger cities nearby. And I couldn't find anybody, so eventually I just threw up an ad on Craigslist, and this amazing man replied, or actually his wife replied, because I put my Craigslist ad was looking for a crazy ice fisherman, and then his wife responded, that's my husband, and sent me a photo, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. So he's he's not an actor, but he does a great job in the film and holds his own against all these other professional actors really well.
How crazy as a professional actor do you have to be to come from Los Angeles to star in a film in Wisconsin? You're not used to the climate, I'm sure, are you?
In February, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, not the, so far, David, the lead, he was with us on the first few weeks of the tour and might come back for the last bit. And now he's only seen Wisconsin in February. So, so a lot of people were telling him, like, it really is different in the summer. You got to come back here. It's paradise in the summer. Just, you got to get through this.
Yeah, he can work on some fishing out on a boat then when he comes back.
Yeah, some actual fishing.
You won the Golden Badger Award at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. One thing I really love about the Wisconsin Film Festival is people don't know this really, but a lot of different film festivals have different priorities, and Wisconsin does such a great job at fostering talent from Wisconsin. And so I was so honored that they picked us. We had a great time premiering the film with them, and I actually just over this last weekend got to be a part of the jury selecting this next year's Golden Badger winners. And got to pass on a little bit of the love as well. So that was really fun.
Awesome. I mean, you said you started out like on the VHS cameras. Now everybody's got a camera on their phone in which they can make some movies better than we could, you know, 30 years ago in some ways. But, you know, a lot to be said for that, but also for your creativity and certainly...